This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we have a telephone listen line. If you'd like to dial and take us with you as you travel or listen, now wherever you are, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. That's the listen line. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Lark in Texas is with us. Welcome, Lark.
Morning, Vince. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's great to hear your voice. Lark, the last time I saw you was at the farm here, and we had a group of instructors. And I said to the instructors, there are a bunch of us here, and I said, there's a refrigerator, bathroom's over there, sofa beds are all over here, and so, just help yourself, make yourself at home. And the next morning, John Statmiller was here, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, Rich Sheban, there were a bunch of us here.
Rick Miller.
And, Rick Miller, Matt Stein. I think Ed Marvini was here, too. And next thing I knew, the next morning, we had a chef cooking a fabulous breakfast for all of us. That was you. So
well,
it was really neat. It was really neat to see how the instructors just step up and take care of, you know, whatever's necessary, you know, without being asked. That's kind of who we are. And I really appreciate that. And I think about that often, Lark. I really do. Lark, we have, we've got a full schedule today. We're going to be talking about a very important subject. But we've got Gwyneth, in Australia. She called and she's got a report that she wants to share with us, and I know you're going to have a comment about this. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, how are you all this morning?
Gwyneth, Lark in Texas is with us. He's an instructor, and he's really very interesting. I know he's going to be interested in what you have to say. Please share that with us.
Okay. Right, now, I had a parent-teacher interview with my two sons' teachers. You could just about smell the child protection people in the background because, there's one of these memes out there on the internet, you know, these little posters that people put on Facebook. And I say, it's absurd to say that the dog and the farmer are not working together. So when you go to annoying the local corrupt police chief and his minion goons, then you can expect them all to start coming out of the woodwork and going after you. But anyway, what there was one thing they did say was, we are going to hire a medical doctor at the school, and the children will be able to go and see this medical doctor without their parents' knowledge or consent. And I just sat there and I listened and I smiled and I, you know, took it all in of what they were saying. And I went home and I said, right, I'm going to write a letter now. Because do you know something? That is a liability hole that you could drive a freight train through. Mm-hmm. If you go, you know, let's have a scenario, for instance. School hires teacher. School doesn't know that teacher is, in fact, a pedophile who has a venereal disease, which very many pedophiles do. So the children start to get sick. The children go and see the school doctor. The school doctor does all the blood tests. And the school doctor starts diagnosing child after child after child with syphilis. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. How long do you think it's going to take him to realize that they have a problem?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what I've done. We had a son who wanted to try the public training camp, public school.
Yeah.
And
that's basically where my sons are there.
Yeah, he was homeschooled until... He was homeschooled until freshman year of high school, and he decided he wanted to try it. Then the school decided they were going to have drug testing, and they invited Mrs. Finelli and me to be on the drug testing committee, which was a bad thing for them to do because we were against drug testing. We wanted drug education, but we didn't want this random drug testing because where does the DNA go and all that. And I finally said to them, if you think you're going to test our son, who is a minor, without... his parents being present, you're mistaken. So every time they wanted to have a drug test with our son, they had to call us, and we said, you know, we'll be there and within a half an hour, but you'll have to wait because you will not have any interaction with our son who's a minor without us being present. We are his parents, and we will be there. That's how we handled it. And you know what? They did it. And then we advocated all the parents get involved. And the school said, you know what? We can't do that. We can't do that because if we do that, some of these parents are drug addicts and they will take the necessary steps to prevent the drug testing from working. And I said, that's not our problem. So that's how we handled it. Lark, do you have any comments on this?
Yeah, well, I handled it pretty well in a similar way. I was saying, because what I found out that they were doing was they were calling my younger son aside and they were asking him a bunch of questions without my knowledge or consent. And then after the fact, they were sort of mentioning it to me as if it was no big deal. And I said to myself, well, I'll have to write and say that it is, in fact, a big deal if you question my son without my knowledge or consent. You know, because not even the police are allowed to do that. There has to be a child psychologist who is independent, who does not work for the police. There has to be the child's lawyer. There has to be either the parents there or a solicitor for the parents. All have to be there when a minor is being interviewed by the police, and you know that that is, in fact, the truth. And there's no way that the school could do it to any lesser standard and not have a massive liability hole. And I, for one, would absolutely... put in such a big damages claim, it would probably close the school.
Very good. Lark, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I have a few thoughts. Number one, of course, as you already might expect, we live in a communitarian system today, and this is worldwide. As far as drug testing is concerned, or drug education, I should say, is concerned. Sure, I advocate that children learn about drugs, but then they should learn about all drugs, not just the so-called illicit drugs, even the legal drugs. And then I would perhaps suggest that sometimes poor food choices can act just like drugs in our bodies. But what you're confronted with, ma'am, is a communitarian school system. And what we see is Common Core educational standards. This is also known as outcomes-based education. It's also known as guided psychological growth. It's known as P20, which is preschool all the way through graduate school education, but it extends today into the workplace. So it's basically a modern variant of socialism.
Cradle to grave. I was going to say, would that be communist education?
Well, it's heavily influenced by the cultural Marxist.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And people like John Dewey and the Frankfurt School, et cetera, et cetera. But today it's a mistake to call it communism. Because when you call it communism, what it does is in the average person's mind, it absolves them.
Doesn't know what communism is.
If they say that, well, gee, I'm not a communist.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to look at our system of governance or scientific management, also known as a scientific dictatorship of the community, so-called global to local. This is a system of communitarianism, and it's undergirded by so-called communitarian law, which is the same law that they have in the EU, because that's the global model.
Which is run by the East Germans, who were communists, and Angela Merkel. There's another thing out there on the internet, that a rumor on the internet that Angela Merkel is actually Adolf Hitler's daughter that I came across, which
I've
thought was very
thing.
Interesting.
Striking similarities in facial features, etc.
There's actually a photo on my Facebook page that I put up there, which actually shows the remarkable genetic similarities between Hillary Clinton and both Eva Braun and Adolf Hitler. So if you want to go to my Facebook page and check that one out, that's very interesting. And it's not entirely a joke.
We cannot discount the influence of the Fabians, though. In fact, I often tell people that the two best video tutorials, they're very short, on YouTube that anyone can watch to be introduced to the topic, is to go on YouTube and then type in the Fabian Society,
yes,
Communitarianism and the New World Order, and then follow that up with John Maynard Keynes and Economic Fascism.
Yep. I would absolutely agree with you there, because come to think of it, their behavior the other day was absolutely Fabian. It was
serpentine. We're going into a break. I'll see you on Tuesday. Gwyneth's going to be joining us on Tuesday. Thank you very much for calling in. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Larkin, Texas is with us, and he's written two fabulous articles on communitarianism. And they are at republicbroadcasting.org. And I've linked to them at usapreparers.com, page number one. So if you go to usapreparers.com, page one, you'll see the post that says communitarianism, first things first, Larkin, Texas. And there are links for two articles. And, Lark, would you like to share with us what we're talking about, what communitarianism is?
Well, communitarianism is a scientific dictatorship of the community. But the word community does not mean what you think it means. And this is the insidiousness of a communitarian form of governance, because man is oftentimes ruled by emotions and by his or her thinking, the thoughts which enter into their heads. And those modes of thinking, those emotions, rule over our actions, and they govern our activities. Capitalism would be the thesis. And versus or juxtaposed in conflict with that would be the antithesis, which is communism. Capitalism versus communism equals communitarianism, which is the synthesis. So you have a collision of these two ways of life, philosophical outlooks, worldviews, and that follows the model of the Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. thesis, antithesis, synthesis. So you cannot say that communitarianism is entirely communism. What does that do in the average person's mind? Well, people on the right would say, well, I'm not a communist. That can't possibly be me. Communitarianism must be one of these fancy, newfangled words for what used to be called communism. But a person on the left will look at that word, and if they learn anything about it, they're going to suggest that it's actually fascism, because it's corporatism. Remember what Mussolini said during World War II? Fascism is more properly termed corporatism. And what we have today is a melding or merging together, a convergence, if you will, of the Soviet systems, the Chinese systems, the European systems, the European Commonwealth, nation systems, into one new system, which is called an all-encompassing school of thought known as communitarianism. The type of law which is practiced in our courts today at every level is communitarian law. The type of law which is practiced at the International Court of Justice at The Hague is communitarian law. In Europe, it's known euphemistically as community law, but it's also known as community acquis. And that's because they take the words communitarian law from the French. And the French is acquis communautaire, which simply translates into English as communitarian law. And this is the facts. This is the reality. And this has been rolled out on a worldwide basis from the early to the mid-90s, right about the time of the popularization of the personal computer. Because we are now in the information age, in a time of instant communication. And this was all set in place before the popularization of the personal computer. And by that I mean to say, when your average man or woman or child on the street could afford a personal computer in their home. And now with these smart devices, smart meters, and smart technology, it's upon us.
I was thinking about that a couple of days ago when I was traveling in a vehicle. I was thinking the early days of Bill Gates and how we thought that this was going to be just wonderful for us because we could have spell checking and word processing. And here we are with this new form of control. We'll be right back with Lark in Texas.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
What?
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Lark in Texas is with us. Lark, you know, one of the things I've noticed is words seem to have changing meanings. Not to me necessarily, but it seems like the media keeps changing the meaning of words, and they use words over and over and over again, and they're conditioning us. And one of those words is community, that word. Another word is kid, K-I-D. So during the break, I looked up the definition of kid. So I typed in kid, K-I-D, comma, definition. And here's what it says. Number one, a child or a young person. Child, youngster, little one, baby, toddler, infant, boy, girl, young person, minor, juvenile, adolescent, teenager, youth. Or, the second definition, a young goat. That is what a kid is. A kid is a young goat. But we've been conditioned to call our children kids. When I was growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s, parents referred to their children as a child or children. They didn't refer to them as goats.
Well, there's an interesting word that came to mind as we were talking before the break. And the word is menticide, which is spelled M-E-N-T-I-C-I-D-E. It's also called mind control, brainwashing, re-education, brain sweeping, coercive persuasion, thought control, or thought reform. And, of course, it's a scientific theory, but, I mean, for example, there's a man named Juste Mirlu who wrote a book in 1956 entitled The Rape of the Mind, The Psychology of Thought Control, Menticide, and Brainwashing. And when I mentioned previously this thing called guided psychological growth, that's actually a Russian word that was used during the time of the former Soviet Union and soon after the Bolshevik Revolution, beginning of the 20th century. And that Russian word is obushchini, and it's spelled O-B as in boy, U-C-H-E-N as in Nancy, I-E, guided psychological growth. But these ways of mind control and education were built upon and expanded upon greatly by people living during the time of Stalin. And, of course, that preceded the so-called National Socialists of World War II Germany. But, regarding Gwyneth, if she's still listening, I might recommend for anybody that has children in school, even children in university and recently out of university within the last 10 years or so, a website called InvisibleSurfsCollar.com. InvisibleSurfsCollar, S-E-R-F-S, collar as in a shirt or a dress. Now, this is a website by Robin Eubanks, who's a former securities attorney, married to a software developer living in Atlanta, Georgia. And she's very interested in education policy because, of course, she has three children. Some of, at least one of which I think is now an adult or close to being adult. And interestingly enough, she has an article about this thing called menticide at her website. And it's entitled Menticide, Deliberate Targeting of Our Frame of Orientation for Examination and then assault via education. And it was Robin who introduced me to this word, obushchini. But if you really care about education in this day and age, I would highly recommend InvisibleSurfsCollar.com, because the cool thing about Robin is you can actually speak to her. And she will, in an intelligent manner, comment or respond to your comments at her blog. And this is, doesn't matter anywhere in the world. If you can speak English, then you can learn about education. And if you're a parent today, you really need to learn about education. And even if you're just anybody, an adult, and have no children, we need to learn about this word because it's the one word that you never hear spoken aloud. You seldom, if ever, see it in print. that you don't know about, but that you really do need to know about, and largely because of its direct connection to so-called communitarian law. If you go on Wikipedia and type in community acquis, A-C-Q-I-S, you'll get a redirect to acquis communautaire, and you'll see it. We used to have a contract clause. It was called the Supremacy of Communitarian Law Contract Clause. So if you have a company in, say, Germany or Italy or England or France, doing business with a company in Canada or the U.S. that is also fulfilling contracts, because they also have contracts with companies in China or Russia or India, then if you have a contractual dispute, under which type of a law would you adjudicate such a dispute? And this was the justification provided for rolling out this system of one world law. You can't have a new world order and a one world government or system of governance, that's your management, without a law in which you can adjudicate contractual disputes. And there's your evidence in a nutshell for why this word is so important to know about in 2016 as we auger in, as we usher in 2017.
Lark, when back in the 90s when I was a teacher at a public training camp, we had something called outcome-based education, as you mentioned. And it was new. And the teachers were told, I'm talking about high school teachers, elementary school teachers, public school teachers, they were told that there were standards to which they would teach. And they were statewide. And the standards, so each county could not decide what it was going to teach anymore. There were standards that were statewide. And the statewide standards were very similar to the federal standards. And the teachers were told that they would be measured. Their performance would be measured based on how well their students did. And that measurement was the test. So the standardized test was administered to the students. The teachers had to teach the material so that the students could take the test and pass the test. And if enough students didn't pass the test, the teachers got fired. So the teachers were under threat of losing their job or jobs based on how well their students did. So what they did was they taught the teachers figured out, here's a workaround. We'll just teach the students what the answers to the test are. So the students would memorize the answers to the test. And that's how they accomplished teaching what they wanted our children to learn. And
well,
I believe that's part of what you're talking about.
What they've effectively done is they've dumbed the curriculum down. And, I mean, you can watch a documentary on YouTube. It's called UNESCO and the Deliberate Dumbing Down of the Western World. What's happened is that even if your child or a student is in public or private school today, they have to teach to these so-called standardized tests. And success is described as when you have a high percentage of people or students who pass the test. So nowadays, it doesn't matter if it's public or private school. You have to teach the test because you have to provide the education that the communitarians want provided. And a lot of educators are unwitting dupes and useful idiots to this cause. Yes, a lot of educators have complained. But how many soldiers going to war have complained? How many people in corporations have complained? You see, the entire system is socialist. And when you understand the preferred business model for all socialist organization is, in fact, the corporation, then what you see with your modern corporation today small, medium, or large, multinational, is frankly socialism in microcosm.
Lark,
so do you see why it's dangerous to say that communitarianism is strictly a new word for communism?
Lark, many years ago when our son was in high school, I was extremely disappointed with the quality, actually the lack of quality of education in this public training camp. And I decided to run for school board office. And as someone who was running for this position who would direct how the school would function, I decided I'd learn as much as I could. So I would just show up at the school. I would just show up and say, I'm here. I'm running for school board office. I'm Vincent Finelli. And I'm here to walk around and learn, to help you. My intent is to help the school system. And I would sit in the lunchroom, and I would walk into classrooms, and I was free to go wherever I wanted to go. And after the school day, I met with the teachers, and I listened to them. And they complained. They complained and complained to each other. They complained about all this reporting that they had to do. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about it, and I'd love to hear your comment. Lark in Texas is with us, and we'll get his website in just a minute.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Lark in Texas is with us. Lark, how do we get to your website? Learn more about you.
Lark in Texas, larkintexas.blogspot.com. It's a static, Vincent. I haven't posted anything in there for 3 years. I'm going to leave it as a standalone work. Mm-hmm. And sometime in the new year, I'm going to work on a documentary and try to get that out to folks. And otherwise, I just speak out about it whenever I have an opportunity, because I remain astonished after speaking out for 6 or 7 years now. Mm-hmm. How little it's being discussed, even within alternative media. It's quite astonishing.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, I used to think there were 5% of us, then I thought there were 3% of us, then I thought there were 1% of us. Now I think it's 0.1%. So, Lark, when I ran for school board office in our little hamlet here in the county, I met with students, and I went to the cafeteria, and I went to the library after school hours ended, and I talked with the teachers, and they're all sitting in the library, and they're kind of complaining, and had their heads down doing work, complaining to each other. And I said, "So, what are you doing?" And they said, "Well, we're working on these reports." And I said, "What reports?" And they said, "These federal and state reports." And I said, "How much time does that take?" And they said, "Hours and hours." And I said, "Well, let's just not do them." They looked at me like I was crazy. I said, "No, just forget it. No, we won't do that. We're going to get back to teaching. You know, if I'm elected, we're going to get back to teaching. We're going to throw all this government mandates overboard. We're just not going to do it." And they thought I was nuts. And so I put an ad in the paper, and the ad said this: "Fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup." And I ended up with 1/8 of the votes. But the existing administration was so afraid of me, the superintendent was so afraid of me, that she rallied the support of all of everybody she could to vote for the incumbent. The incumbent was a convicted felon. And when I called... the school board group to find out, the Missouri School Board Authority, to find out what the requirements were for running for school board office, they said, well, you have to be 24 years old and live in, at least 24, and live in the county that you're running for school board. And I said, well, I can do that. That's good. And I said, so that's it? And they said, that's it. And I said, all right, so it doesn't matter that I'm a convicted felon? And they said, you're a convicted felon? And I said, no. No, but if I were, it wouldn't matter, would it? And they said, well, no. Well, I just looked up the requirements, and they changed them, revised November of 2015. And it says, in addition, school board, candidates for school board must have filed disclosure. They must be current on their state income taxes, personal property taxes, municipal taxes, and property taxes on their residence, and they must be free from certain criminal convictions as described in more detail below. So they've decided that maybe by me asking this question about me being a felon, which I wasn't, that maybe they should tighten down who is going to run the schools. Interesting. But they are still mired in paperwork, so that they really, the teachers are so mired in paperwork that they can't spend time teaching. It's an outrage.
Well, unfortunately, public education in this country was founded by an avowed socialist, Horace Mann. And it's just too bad that your average American, for instance, doesn't even know this. The new education secretary is Betsy DeVos. Richard DeVos, Amway, wealthy billionaires from Michigan. So this is how education is going to turn.
Very, very sad. And we are getting dumber by the second. And so I pulled our child out of that school and I said, son, you're getting dumber by the second. We got to get you out of there. And we did. Mark in Texas, thank you so much for being with us, and I look forward to seeing you soon and having you back again and again and again. Thank you so much
for
raising. Thank you for raising the bar. Class will be right back. We'll be talking with Kurt Wilson about insulation and do-it-yourself projects and how to store fuel. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.